martyrdom hits the U.S. church twice in a single day. An Ebola strain strikes three program areas in Uganda, and a ministry toy drive is bringing smiles to India's children. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Youth with a Mission staff members continue to be in shock today after two of their young staff members were killed and two others wounded. YWAM's Paul Felitas says a man described in his early 20s came to the YWAM Training Center dormitory shortly after midnight Sunday morning, asking to stay there. That's when 26-year-old Tiffany Johnson was called.
She explained to him, apparently, that this was not a place where he could stay. And in response to that, he pulled out a gun and started shooting, killing her and one other person.
24-year-old Philip Krause was also killed. YWAM sends Christians around the world, some going to places where persecution of Christians is common. Felitas is concerned that
people will not shy away from getting involved in ministry and missions, that this would not detract them from what God may be asking them to get involved with. We hope that maybe more people will be interested in ministry rather than shying away from it.
Meanwhile, two teen sisters were killed and their father injured in the rampage in Colorado Springs at the New Life Church. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle attends there.
After services, people were leaving. A gunman started shooting in the parking lot and also in the church. And it ends up that two people died.
Doyle says the two teen sisters had recently returned from a short-term mission trip to China. The gunman was killed by a security guard, security that had been beefed up because of the shootings at the YWAM Training Center. Doyle, who travels regularly to the Middle East and talks with persecuted believers there, says persecution of Christians in the U.S. shouldn't be a surprise.
I look around the world and see the number of martyrs last year and this year, and the numbers are so extremely high. And you got to just think that, you know, why should we be isolated from it?
Doyle believes the shooter targeted Christians. Prayer is needed for the victims and that God would use this to draw more people to himself. You're listening to Mission Network News. Four government health workers are among the dead in an outbreak of the Ebola hemorrhagic fever virus in Uganda. The medical superintendent of a World Vision Health Center in the center of the outbreak also died, as did a World Vision-sponsored child and her guardian. Pray for the World Vision staff members and the children and families affected by this dangerous outbreak. Pray that they'll continue to be the hands and feet of Christ to others at this time. Next, India Partners is working hard to bring smiles to the neediest children of India. Brent Happel explains the launch of a toy drive called the Smiles Campaign.
We are asking people to send us a small plush toy about the size of an adult fist and a gift of $5 to help us get that toy to India into the hands of a child, many who have never had a toy in their entire life.
Hample says they believe toys help develop creativity and imagination. India Partners works with Christian groups to maximize the hope that develops.
The children that are receiving the toy, if they're in a school or in an orphanage, they are learning about Jesus and they are learning the gospel. If they're a street child, then at the time that they are given the toy, the organization agency will also give them a small food packet, and they teach them about Jesus.
And a strategy being used by Reach Global in 8 countries is called Community Health Evangelism, or CHE. It's a Christian health and evangelism ministry promoting community development, partnering with nationals, and ministering to the whole person. Partnered with LifeWin, the developer, the team is discussing new and developing ways to use CHE. Pray that many will come to know the Lord through the effectiveness of the CHE strategy in nearly 100 countries. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.